Hey guys, we just wrapped up the podcast.
We had an incredible episode with the co-founder of Equilution, Amal, and one of our besties.
We think you'll love this one. Make sure you listen to the end. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Source with Don and...
I hate that you make me say my name every single time.
It's like the best intro.
Don and Till. It's so awkward.
The last time you did the Till, you did the
Till. Oh, yeah, and then another time I was like, Matilda.
I like putting you on the spot.
Don, Till, and...
Wait, you like really interrupting the big intro I was planning. This is like, every time I have this big intro planned, you hijack my intros.
Go for it. All yours.
Guys, we have... one of our best friends doing the podcast today. And I couldn't be more excited. I'm going to try my very best to keep a straight face and not break out in laughter. Because even though she is one of our best friends, we very rarely get through a serious conversation without cracking up. So I'm very excited to announce that we are speaking to...
Amal.
Wow, okay. I don't even know if I want to do this podcast anymore. There is
That's
no enthusiasm,
so,
guys.
It's so awkward. Why do you make me say this one word? Guys, Amal is here.
Can we do a take two on that? Like, seriously, can you be like, Amal? Like,
okay, all right.
More excited
go on.
That I'm here.
I actually stopped the podcast because I thought you...
He stopped the podcast. He thought I was being serious,
oh,
guys.
Help me.
You guys have to understand, like, I am surrounded by two strong females in this room, and when you guys looked at me saying,
"Welcome, then,
come on, let's go.
Anyway, guys, so today,
thanks so much for coming today. Thanks so much for being
Thank
almost
for
on time
you,
as well. That was fantastic.
I was 8 minutes late.
Yeah, that's early for you.
That's early for you.
That's early. I'm usually about half an hour.
Oh, we know.
40.
You know, one time I actually went to an event with Amal, and it was an hour long event. And she showed up 55 minutes late to the event and had me waiting there for 55 minutes. And that was, yeah, it was a great 5 minutes.
Wait, did
we enjoyed ourselves?
Oh, right. Did you even bother going?
She did, yeah.
We did. We got there when they were serving the food. So perfect timing. We sat down, ate our meal, our mains, and then we were off. Perfect.
I don't know if we're painting the best picture about them all. Guys, the preface to this is like we love taking the piss out of each other. It just is what it is. Amal, I'm very excited to have you with us. Guys, today we're going to have a chat about Amal's life. And more importantly...
You're changing my name.
What am I saying?
You said my name's like 7 different times. Okay, I think we need to address what you guys call me.
Okay.
And we're just going to tell
I wasn't going to say
it. Yeah,
because...
let's do it.
You started saying like Amal, Amal, and then you just went... So they call me Molly, guys, for the reason that... Amal, and then they went to Mal, and then they went to Mol, and then they were like Molly. So they call me Molly. So if you hear them calling me Molly, it's because it's my nickname.
Yes, that's who we're talking
not
about.
Not because it's related to anything else.
Yes, no, definitely.
It's just
not
a shortened nickname.
In any means, and do not.
You're a rock star in our eyes.
Or just need to do a disclaimer. So it's not for that reason, except they've turned Amal into Molly somehow. So, yes, I think that you both will feel very comfortable calling me Molly.
Thank God.
I'm better now. Like, I feel relieved.
You have literally cleared the air. It was a big elephant in the room. Amal, we're very excited to have you here today. And, guys, the main reason we brought Amal onto our podcast is for us to sort of chat about the core challenge. So, as you guys know by now, we are dropping our Stacks Core Challenge, which is our very first community challenge that we're doing. And we couldn't be more excited to present this to you. We're super lucky that we have some amazing friends in the industry, and it only made sense for us to include them in this program. So, as I mentioned in the previous one, Till and I had a look through our networks, and we're like, when we thought about putting on this program, we were like, who can we work with? And it's an absolute no-brainer that in any wellness and nutrition challenge we were going to do, we were always going to ask Amal from Equilution to do the nutrition element of the challenge.
Any excuse to work with our besties?
They actually asked me over Nobu. So we're sitting down having dinner.
That's how you get things done.
Literally, that's how we get things done. So we're at dinner and they mentioned the community challenge. And I thought it was just such a great idea. I think it's awesome that you guys are bringing this to the community, getting everyone to support one another on becoming the healthiest version of themselves in 2023.
It's the most important thing for us right now. And we're on this mission this year. We just did an interview this morning. We're on this mission to motivate and ignite the community. And it's not just if you're following Till and I. It's for Equilution followers. It's for Train With So followers. It's for anyone in the space that we can touch, reach out to, or activate. It's a fun, safe environment for us to just be the best version of ourselves. So I'm really pumped. I can't wait. It starts on the 1st of February. Signups and activations are happening right now. So jump to the Stax website when you hear this, and you'll be able to navigate your way through.
And join the challenge for free. It's a free challenge. That's, I feel like, best. We don't talk about that enough. It is free. You're getting all this content, all the access to literally the most professional, knowledgeable industry specialists.
I know for a fact.
And it's free.
I know for a fact that this particular challenge we're doing would cost most people upwards of $200 to participate in. And guys, we are bringing it to you for
free. I think, you know what? It's the value that you get from supporting one another. It's amazing. It's priceless. And I think that's the best resource out of all of this. So yeah, you get amazing content from all these partners, but coming together as one is incredible. And I think the stat is like 95% of people are more likely to achieve their goal if they have an accountability partner. And so I think that it's, a really amazing opportunity that you guys have created for the community.
We're so excited. So guys, make sure you're jumping in. Anyway, Amol, where can we start? I think everyone wants to know a bit about you and who you are. So tell us a bit about yourself, and then we're going to jump into yourself, into Equilution. We'll chat about the journey of that whole process.
Okay, cool. Where do I start? So I'm Amol, guys. Nice to meet you all. I am the co-founder and CEO of Equilution. So Equilution is a health tech app. We facilitate science-based nutrition through a mobile app. So what we've done is we've made nutrition and education around nutrition accessible. We provide a coaching service. So we assign a nutritionist or dietitian to you on your journey. And then we also preach a very balanced and sustainable approach to nutrition. So we don't contribute to the harmful and toxic nature of the weight loss industry. Instead, we allow you to enjoy your favorite foods, dine out, have a glass of wine, eat your favorite chocolate bar while achieving your health goals. We believe that the transformation starts with the mind. So we're all about bettering your relationship with food first and foremost, and then the physical transformation will follow.
This is crazy. Like, this is the reason you guys are killing the space you're in right now, because, you know, Till and I can relate. We often speak about this, and it's the, I guess, the negative impact being super involved in, you know, the pre-fitness industry was, and diet culture, and, you know, the harmful mindset and harmful ways people used to develop going through that process. And like, hearing you speak about nutrition in such a positive way is very inspiring. That's why we have you working with us, and that's why we're just super excited to partner up with you.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we decided to partner with Stax as well. I think that this challenge is not so much about like just a physical transformation, but just an overall transformation in becoming the healthiest version of you. And that looks different for everyone. It could be just embedding better habits. It may be improving your sleep, getting your nutrition in check, becoming more active. Whatever that may be, this challenge is going to support you. And so for us, it was important to get on board because it's what we believe in as a company, that it's not just all about, oh, let's lose, you know, the most amount of weight and become the slimmest version of ourselves. It's about becoming healthy.
I remember when I was competing, that's when I first found out and saw Equilution, and I saw your Instagram post. That's how I like fell in love with the brand, because when I was competing, my whole diet was like, I was eating fish for breakfast. Do you remember? It was disgusting. Fish, white fish for breakfast and asparagus for breakfast. And I thought the only way to get comp ready was literally following this crazy diet, eating nothing exciting, fish and asparagus for breakfast, pretty much the same thing for lunch and dinner, going to bed like hungry and sad every day. And I would literally so sad. And I would look at your Instagram, at Equilution's Instagram, and it has like the breakdowns of like takeaway foods and how many calories are in this and what you can swap this for this. And you can go and eat out and you can get like, I don't know, the best choice to make it grilled or the best choice to make at KFC or food court choices, things like that. And I was looking at your Instagram and I was like, oh my God, this is literally life changing. It's completely opposite to my diet plan and my nutrition plan.
Well I didn't believe it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And no, I was so skeptical.
I just couldn't get enough. Like, all of my saved posts were just the Equilution like comparison posts. So if you guys haven't looked on the Instagram, literally jump on there like immediately and check it out, because that blew my mind.
It's a game changer. You know, the crazy thing is, health and nutrition is still a very young industry. You know, if you look at diet culture, really had this impact in our lives, you know, about 10, 8, 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing here is, and I remember going through this process with Till, you trained yourself for almost 40 weeks to starve yourself, eat one-dimensional nutrition. And like you and I both actually developed this crazy negative relationship with food, and our mindset was so detached from the reality of it. By the way, we got results. Like the fact is it worked. But I remember when you came out of your prep, like the months after that, you were not in a great headspace when it came to nutrition or food.
And you know what? You're right. Fad dieting will give you results, but is it sustainable? Absolutely not.
And it's not fun.
You cannot go life eating fish and asparagus for breakfast all day, every day. It's not a thing. And so what we teach you is that no food is off limits. We instead give you the tools and educate you on how to make informed choices. So you want to have a glass of wine? Okay, this is what you do for the rest of your day in order to make it fit so that you are still on track for your goals. Because people sign up because they may have a goal in mind, whether that be I want to lose weight or I want to gain muscle or I just want to be on like a calorie controlled diet and just be informed with what I put in my body. And we just give you the tools in order to be able to make those choices. So you go to Grilled or you want to go to McDonald's, whatever it may be. You can have things that are on the menu, but it just impacts the rest of your day. We never put you in a position where you feel like you're starving either. So it's not like an aggressive calorie deficit where you can only eat one cheeseburger and one cheeseburger only. Instead, we teach you how to get the most bang out of your buck while still incorporating the food that you love.
I think the key there is the education element to it. I don't have anything negative to say about the way people prep for their competition and stuff like that, because I know that that's what you have to do at that stage. I just think that when people are going through, you know, diet culture, they don't put themselves through an education to understand what they're doing. We just do what we're told.
Yeah.
At those points,
being
right?
Yeah, done that. So how Equilution came about was that we actually were comp prepping as well. So was a fitness model once upon in my past life, have hung up my comp heels though, so wouldn't ever go back there. But prepped for my first show for 6 months completely clean. So much like Till, ate a handful of foods, chicken, fish, asparagus, oats, some protein powder as like dessert and egg whites really, that was it. 6 months, hardcore training twice a day, super clean nutrition, stepped on stage and looked so average. So yes, had lost weight, but was so skinny. Like I didn't look fit. I was so out of place. And it was at that point that I questioned the process. I'm like, why is it that I don't look like the top three athletes when I gave this everything? I was so disciplined. And then that's where becoming educated on nutrition came from. I started to dive into like, okay, how does the body recognize nutrition? And why is it that we have that skinny friend that can eat McDonald's and not put on weight? And then started to understand nutrition. I'm not going to bore you guys and overcomplicate it, but essentially it's calories in versus calories out, right? There's more to it than that. It's important that you have your fruits and your veggies and your micros and your vitamins and so on. However, in order to achieve weight loss results, like when we talk about weight loss, you need to be eating less calories than what you burn. And you can do it in such a healthy manner that it doesn't need to be aggressive and detrimental on your mindset. And so when we discovered that, we tested science, so we did a 16-week prep and we jumped on Instagram and said, we're going to eat ice cream every single night for 16 weeks. And this was back in like 2015. We got so much hate. People were like, you are crazy. Like, how could you be promoting this? You're going to step on stage like out of shape, blah, blah, blah. 16 weeks later, got on stage with literally an 8-pack. I was down to 9% body fat. And it was at that
point. What was the ice cream? I need to know.
It was at that point that we were like, okay, we need to share this with the world. Why do people think that they need to eat chicken and broccoli or fish and asparagus in order to lose weight? You can enjoy the food that you love in moderation on a daily basis and achieve amazing results while maintaining a great relationship with food, because that's what matters most. Your mindset is what matters most, because if you don't have a good relationship with food, you will not sustain your results for life.
And it's all about sustainability in this side of things. Yeah. Like, again, I totally understand those processes and I totally understand people that do it. And to be honest, I've got nothing against it. My consideration is always, what about the greater part of life? What about our everyday life? What about the process we're in right now?
Yeah, what happens after the comp prep?
Here's the thing, right?
The cake on your birthday.
Well, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, Till and I would go out for dinners, right? And then we'd sit there and we love going out. Like, we love a good dinner. It's funny. This was just before we met you anyway. And we'd feel guilty. You know, we'd sit there, look at the menu and be like, oh, I don't know if we can eat this. Or it took a long process for us to sort of break that mold. And even sometimes it still had done that up until maybe a year or two ago. But this is funny because, like, you know, you're such an inspiration and leader in this nutrition space. And then we started hanging out and we'd go out to dinners. And guys, I've never seen anyone order food like this in my life.
Molly will order the whole menu.
You need to taste everything, guys.
I know you guys all followed Till and I on our crazy night out. Our nights out, when I say that, people
crazy
think like...
Crazy night out.
People think...
What crazy night out?
No, this is what I mean. When I say that, people are thinking, oh, fuck, Don and Till go out and get crazy at bars. No. What I mean is when we got to dinner, we look at the menu and we're like, hey, we need to try a bit of everything.
We're here to eat.
That's a wild night out.
That is the best night out. I wouldn't do my night any differently.
But we learned that from you.
Happy girl.
But we learned that from you. On our first date, we all went out and you took control of the menu and you just ordered so much. And Till and I were like, wow, this is living.
Our friendship came from asking what to order from every restaurant.
Literally.
You guys would visit after that. You're like, what do you recommend ordering at Nobu or Mimi's or wherever you went? And that's how our friendship formed.
You know, it was. I asked you what to order at Nobu and then you sent me through a list and I literally just handed my phone to the waiter the first time at Nobu and he bought out everything and it was sensational. So
speaking of food, we're getting burgers after this.
Yes,
right?
We are. We're going to Grilled. It's Friday night.
Okay, because you promised burgers after and your face looks like you're not giving me a burger.
when have I ever said no to burgers?
Friday,
you have me twisted. Guys, so I wanted to point out, you know, with the core challenge, we're not going to take you on the crazy nutrition road. We want to give you the intro to it. And we are going to allow a safe space for you to come in and learn and pick the experts' brains. And hopefully, you know, if you find it's for you, you're going to find your way navigating to Equilution and you might join one of their programs just to get an education. And again, our clear objective with the core challenge is to share our relationships with you guys. We want to expose you guys to our friends.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Speaking of the tiramisu that was posted the other day and that you tagged me in, the Equilution tiramisu, is that our tiramisu?
No, you have another one.
We have another one. So we have, guys, I don't know if
how many
this has been specified.
How many recipes are you doing for us?
So, guys, a part of the Stacks Challenge, Equilution has written up 24 recipes, and there are some exclusive Stacks recipes.
Including tiramisu, right?
Yes, there's tiramisu on there, and also I know you guys follow Don and Till and how much they love Grilled and their favorite burger, so we've even done a fake-away version of their favorite Grilled burger called the Stacks Burger.
I'm so excited. That's so cool.
I know. So it's a really delicious menu. I've, like, gone through it, approved all the recipes that we have.
I feel like that will be the best job, is, like, recipe and taste testing in your office.
How do you guys do that?
So we've got a lead recipe developer. We've actually got 7,500 recipes.
Wow.
Tested and developed in-house. So every single recipe we have out there on our platform is all done by our incredible lead recipe developer. And she's just incredible. Like, you could give her anything and she'd just come up with this, like, amazing version of it. And it tastes good, if not better. So, like, some people actually prefer our variation of the Big Mac over the McDonald's Big Mac because of how good it actually tastes. So I think you guys will love the recipes. They all are amazing. There's breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert options. So a variety of options. And we've tried to customize it so that it really is Don and Till coming through in the menu. Because I know, as we said, you guys love food and there are particular food items that you guys enjoy most. And so we've brought that through in the menu as well. So you guys,
and that's why there's 24 recipes.
24 recipes.
All inspired by Don and Till.
What we order.
I don't know how to take that, to be honest.
Guys, can I tell you something? So when we were doing the brief for this challenge, we were like, okay, guys, we really want to customize these recipes to you. And I emailed Don, trying to be professional. Hey, Don, can you just let me know what yours and Till's favorite recipes are? Don's like, you should know this.
That's what I mean. It's so funny.
And I did. I guessed them all.
Yeah. Well, you know as well, but it's so funny, like, trying to be professional in, like, when you're working with your best friends as well. I even said on the last podcast, like, sorry if I'm not looking at you when you're talking because I feel so awkward when people – I, like, struggle with maintaining eye contact in the podcast. Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
I, like, look at this black wall, but it's so funny. But we're just so lucky to be able to – bring our community together with our besties. Like, that's my favorite part of the challenge so far.
That's
really cool. We've got cool friends. Like, you guys need to meet them too.
But we also have cool fans and followers.
Yeah.
We got
an awesome community.
We have the coolest people that are riding this ride with us. And if Till and Don are having an Equilution-styled fake grilled burger, that's what we're all going to eat together, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's what we have to do. And I don't know. I'm just really motivated to bring a new and improved and elevated life experience to the people that are in our community, to be able to expose them to someone like yourself and Equilution that plays such an important part in our everyday life in nutrition. I want them to be exposed to your program, and I think that it's going to add immense value to them. And it's the coolest thing, like, even with Soph, like, even from a training perspective, yeah, like, bringing Soph's that community awesome. In.
Yeah, she's great. She's a really great trainer. I have a question for you guys. I don't know if your guests ever ask you guys questions.
Uh-oh.
So, like, plot twist.
You're, like, our second guest, so go ahead.
Am I your second guest?
Third, actually. Third okay, guest, sorry.
First two.
We had Cassidy, Soph, and lucky
okay,
number three.
Here I am. So my question to you is, where were you and what were you doing and when you first thought of the challenge? Like, how did it come about? Like, we know the reason why you're doing it, but I want to know, like, where were you? Were you at home? Were you in Paris? Were you at no? Like, where were you?
Can you remember exactly where we were? I feel like we were traveling. I feel like
the best ideas come when you travel, don't you?
I definitely feel like it's while we were traveling.
Yeah.
Because I think we were, you know what we were inspired by? We were inspired, I think, by the European fashion. I think we might have been even inspired by our run club collections, and we thought to ourselves, like what's sort of missing in the brand at that stage? Like, what can we do to bring more
value? I think
it
was. It was like run club that kind of inspired us, because even last year or the year before when the first run club came out and we were in lockdown and I started running, I did Couch to 5K, and so many people got on board and did Couch to 5K with me, and I had like no affiliation with the app or anything. I just downloaded it and every
day. Well, that's how we started run club.
Yeah, every day I would do my little run and I'd improve day by day by day, and soon enough I could run 5K, and everyone got on board with it. And it was such a cool community that was created just literally out of the gyms being closed in lockdown. So we started a run club, like the run club line because of that, the collection because of that.
Okay, that's still my favorite collection.
I love it.
Every collection that you bring out, like, I'm wearing the core collection now.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed, and I was saying to Don, you've done it again, but the run club just hits different.
Yeah.
Wait till you see what's
run club
coming.
Three.
Can I have an exclusive sneak peek?
I may or may not take you into my studio straight after this and show you.
Be able to steal that and take that home?
I can't even have it yet. Molly, we love you, but
Molly, can you sign this NDA, please?
I feel like everyone can agree is when Till wears the new pieces and they've not launched it, and I get so angry because I'm just like, I want to wear that.
I have to be so like careful with what I wear, because if I post something, I get bombarded, and then it might just be a sample. So like, I don't want to like hype people up.
And often Till doesn't, and often some of the stuff Till's wearing, I'm not releasing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And sometimes I don't know. Don will just come home with all this stuff.
I'll wear it.
But yeah, I swear the whole idea for the challenge came from that community, like the run club community, and thinking how we can do something like that again.
When we were traveling, and I think it was recently in Paris when we did the European trip, when we did Paris, I was working on Run Club at that point. And then I think we were discussing the fact that, you know, our app is dropping soon, and we were thinking like, how are we going to do more for our community? And then we thought to ourselves, like, as an activewear brand, we haven't, and this was on purpose, we never ever did anything in the fitness space because of the reasons I mentioned before about the direction it was heading into over the last 8 to 10 years. But there's been an unbelievable correction, and I really want to take our community through that. So it was pretty much on that trip that we decided, look, what can we do? We got Core coming up, and Core is inspired by us wanting to participate in the active scene. So we thought, hey, let's just do a challenge. Did I know anything about a challenge? Nope.
No, you said to me at Nobu, look, I've never run a challenge before, but would love to hear your ideas. How could we do this? And that's how it started.
The
conversation started between us. But I think also, like, the fitness industry hasn't changed a lot, unfortunately. And like, these misconceptions and lack of education still exists about nutrition. But I think that with the community that you have and this challenge that you're bringing out, we're able to reach the masses with the message. And I think that's what's most important, is that we have that position and that power to educate. And I think we really need to make that impact. So again, love the fact that you're putting together this challenge, because it's just more people that we can bring along on this journey and make that positive impact in their lives.
I'm very excited.
Yes. Oh my, I'm just excited. Well. Yeah, I'm excited to get the community involved too, because like Don and I said, the community is such like a massive part of who we are and the reason for where Stax is now. So any opportunity to be able to give back and work together as a community is amazing.
I know, we are literally just obsessed with our community at the moment.
I know, it's sickening.
I know, it's just so gross.
It's the best though. That's like me as well with the Equalition community. I spend more time on the Facebook community for Equalition than I do on Instagram. It's like it's an addiction. Like you become so addicted to talking to the people that are a part of this with you because it's just fun and everyone shares their journey and their progress and their meals and this and that and what they love. And I'm sure with you guys it's about like how you make them feel in your outfits and so on. Like it's just the most rewarding feeling being a part of something like that.
Well, all humans want to belong to something, right?
Yeah.
And we all want to participate in a safe space where we can just be our true selves. And I think that was the synergy between the two relationships of the two brands that we both have, but then us as people as well, that it's one of those coming together stories. I don't know, like maybe we're going to all just sit around a fire and sing Kumbaya, but I've got such great feels about what we're doing. And again, you know, guys, this is an intro for anyone that wants to participate in the space. In the challenge, I'm not a professional in any of the spaces, but I have professionals doing it for us. And they're going to be able to teach you and guide you. And if you're participating in the Facebook groups, make sure you ask questions. Everyone in their respective professions are going to jump in and answer as much as they can because our objective really is to provide as much value to you as possible.
Yeah, and just like the more the merrier. So education, guys, education is key. And if I can give you guys a tip for this challenge, I think that it's don't try and take extreme measures going into this. I think that this is a really good opportunity for you guys to build better habits. So look at what you're provided from like a mindful perspective or an activity perspective or nutrition perspective and start to make those small changes daily because that's what makes the biggest impact. You don't need to go from not training at all to training 5 times a day every single day. You can start by going on a daily walk and then doing one of the workouts the next day and then making one of the Equalition meals and then trying one of the mindfulness tips the next day. It's about building better habits throughout this challenge. So after the 28 days is done, you look back and you think, well, over the last 28 days, I've built X, Y, Z into better habits for me. I have a better sleep routine. I'm drinking more water. I now meditate. I'm eating healthier and I've become more active. That is a win. That is the best that you can do, really. And I just don't think that you need to go into this thinking that you need to turn your life upside down and take extreme measures because that's not fun. It's about taking a slower approach that's sustainable, that's most important.
Well, that's the beauty of this challenge. We have 28 little activities every single day that you can do to change your life. And guys, it can be as simple as one of them. This was my suggestion, actually.
Go on.
I said to the team, guys, let's get everyone to wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh, this is Don's suggestion.
Go for a walk and post a selfie in the group. That's a win.
For you to do that.
Guys.
I'm going to wait for Till to do that because that is that's a miracle.
Emphasis on the word challenge.
It's one little activity. That's as easy as it's going to be. You just have to make sure you get up on this particular day, go for your morning walk. You can decide to go for a jog. You can decide to go for a sprint. But the objective here is that you've challenged yourself to get up at a time and you've made a commitment to yourself to get up. And you know that you're participating with the other couple of thousand people in the group and everyone's doing the same thing. The energy of the universe and the world is going to take over and the synergy of the day is just going to elevate your entire experience. And after 28 days of doing the same sort of thing, your life will change.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm a big believer in how you start your day is a reflection of how the rest of your day will pan out. So yes, it might be like daunting to think, oh, there's a day that I need to wake up at 5 a.m. to do this like daily challenge. But I think that when you start to see the value that comes out of starting your day on the right foot, it is so powerful. My day is far more productive because of my morning routine. So much like Don, I'm up at like 4:30 in the morning, get exercise done, meditate, do some reading, plan my day, and then get to the office just after 7. But I'm not rushed and I'm not stressed. And then the rest of my day just flows really well after that. And so these little daily challenges are going to help you build that routine for yourself to set you up for success long term.
I think that's something that I really want to work on throughout the challenge as well. I don't really have a morning routine. It's funny that you mentioned that because I've been talking to so many people about morning routines lately and like listening to podcasts and reading books about people's morning routines. Cause I literally just like wake up to my alarm, check my emails, check my Instagram, scroll, do some work, roll out of bed, get a coffee,
The roll out of bed.
Roll out of bed.
You get up in the morning, you smash out about hours.
I know,
worth
but I don't think
work.
I want to do that. Yeah. Like, I want to wake up. I want to have like a moment.
You want to do you.
I want to do, yeah. And like, I want a bit of no phone time
you
because
don't
the first.
Out of your phone?
Really?
Yeah. So, one of my close friends actually told me that she locks herself out of receiving any type of notification, and you can't open certain apps. You set like the restrictions, but you can't even see who messaged you or like anything until a certain time in the day.
I like
so
that.
If you wake up at 5 o'clock,
mm.
This is directing to you, Dong. She doesn't wake up at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
But if you wake up at a certain time, say 5 o'clock, and you want to have an hour to yourself, you can actually set your phone to unlock the notifications at 6 o'clock. And so you go an hour without being on your phone. And so imagine what you can do by not being on your phone for a whole hour when you first wake up. And this is when the rest of the world is asleep.
Mm.
It's amazing.
That's like my goal, I think, at the end of the challenge.
That sounds like my challenge, not to be on your phone for the first hour of a day.
What do you mean? A challenge for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, for both of us. That's
it's
my
different.
Goal.
You guys are business owners, right? So there's going to be things that you need to attend to. So you've also got to be realistic with your lifestyle and who you are and, you know, your responsibilities as a person. But I think it's important that you also have time to you, because if you're not in your best self, how can you be your best self for your business?
So yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
I feel like I could go 30 minutes. 30 minutes, no phone. Some people I know like go 3 hours. Yeah. 3 hours, no phone. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Bliss.
I mean, I feel like in life you can do both. I think there's a space where you can get up, go for your walk, go train, play on your phone, respond to emails.
Yeah.
I think the key in any commitment to yourself is to do what feels good to you
and right for you
and not restrictive. The key is to remove restriction.
Yeah.
If you get up and you want an hour of meditation without mobile time, that's your decision, and that's something you want to do for yourself.
Yes.
You shouldn't feel restricted. I would feel restricted. I would never be able to do that because I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I agree with that 100%. I think it's more so like when people wake up and just mindlessly scroll.
Yeah.
And it's like that hour of like when you first wake up, so much can be done. It's like take advantage of your morning. And like I said, how you start your morning will flow into the rest of your day through and through. Like I've experienced that myself. And if I wake up a little bit later than what I would or I sleep in or whatever it may be, I feel it for the rest of my day because I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed.
You're behind.
Yeah. I work out. I feel it in my mood, in the way that I work. So, yeah, big believer in how you start your day is a reflection.
I'm 100% the same. Like, you know, there's some mornings where I'm super exhausted and I can't go to the gym. But I would still get up, even if I sleep for an extra 30 minutes, I would still get up. I have to train in some capacity before I go to work. And everyone at work knows this. If I don't train, at least go for a 30-minute walk on the treadmill.
No one comes to work that day. They're like,
you're
avoiding him.
But yeah. I have anxiety all day. I'm grumpy. I'm moody. I'm beside myself. I can't function. Yeah. So my absolute routine for my mental health, just to function the way I need to function, is to make sure that I'm active first thing in the morning in my own space.
Yeah.
I do that every day without fail, except for weekends. Again, I encourage people to try it.
You replace your weekend activity with weekend pancakes at Bill's.
Yes.
Balance.
Facts.
Balance.
I'm doing it as well. I'm there.
I know, we see her there every day.
Oh, I didn't feel like you were shaming me because I learned this from you.
No shame at all. Very much addicted to the Bill's pancakes as well, guys.
Absolutely.
So we've plugged Bill's Grilled and Big Macs today on the podcast. So if anyone wants to reach out with a sponsorship, please feel free to email
us. We will accept all of the above.
Guys, I think we'll leave it at that.
You have to wrap it up already.
I want to wrap it up because I think there's an opportunity for a party. I don't want to give everyone everything.
Yeah, come back to the podcast.
That was so quick.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. I want people to come back for more in the challenge.
It's really cool though. I feel like people are going to fall in love with you if they didn't know you already before this podcast. And it's just, I keep repeating it, but I'm just so grateful to be able to share like the amazing friendships and relationships that we have with you guys, because like, you're going to fall in love with Molly too, and you should all call her Molly and message her so they'll know.
Not call me Molly.
Oh my God, that's going to take off right now.
No, please don't, guys.
You brought it up. I was trying to give you the.
You were starting to say like Amal, Amol, Mol. Like it was like all forming into one. And I'm like, okay, I need to address it because they're going to be like, he doesn't know how to say her name.
You went there now. You know the influence.
Guys,
like people.
Call me Molly,
people are going to walk around and be like, oh my God, that's Molly. Guys, Amal, Molly, thank you so much. so much for joining us on the podcast today.
We're super grateful
to have you part of the challenge, and thank you for being our friend. And before I get too deep, why are you pulling faces at me, babe?
Thanks for being our friend.
Babe, why are you pulling faces? All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
For having me,
we love you. If you love the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.